In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Those demons of communist Chinese, like the devil himself, know and fear the power of Christ's cross, which defeats them. Last year in China, they destroyed a number of so-called illegal churches throughout their vast country, but most of all, the party went after hundreds of crosses, especially in the more Christian of the provinces and one city, which is referred to as China's Jerusalem, for all the many Christians who live there, Wanzhou. And this, it seems, because last spring, a provincial communist official visiting decided that there were just too many crosses illuminated at night shining over the city. Now, in doing so, this communist did well, because the cross indeed says it all. It is for us the sign. During the chaos of the interminable petty wars with which the last century began in China, keep that in mind. Interminable wars lead to chaos, lead to revolution and enslavement. Well, there was a Catholic missionary priest who was about to begin Mass in a crowded chapel, when suddenly the customary silence was broken by whispers and gasps and all kinds of commotion. The priest turned around to see what the matter might be and saw that a soldier, fully armed, bearing a rifle almost as big as he was standing there in the back where the ushers are. But seeing the disturbance that he had caused, the military man stepped forward into the chapel and in the sight of all made a large and irreverent sign of the cross. And that was all. And with a knowing smile, the people nodded to him and to each other and turned to the altar, to their beads and their prayer books. And the priest turned to the altar as well and made his sign of the cross with which to begin the renewal of the holy sacrifice. The sign of the cross is the sign of Christ, St. Augustine says, and has served ever since our Lord to identify Catholics, and as well for Catholics to use auspiciously to inaugurate any good work and new beginning. We start our prayers, don't we, with the sign of the cross. We start the Mass with the sign of the cross. And so should we start every day of our lives. The sign of the cross, the preeminent sign of the Christian. It's a real sign. One thing you see which points to another. The sign of the cross, it's a traffic light for the four last things. The green says, go. Go to heaven and where you are going right now. And the red says, stop, to the reds and to the devil and to all the rest, to sin and to hurt and to confusion and very often to pain and to sickness as well. The cross is more. I want to propose it to you today as a plan. Not only in its abbreviated form as the creed, it goes back to the apostles. It professes our belief in the words and the Most Blessed Trinity and in the gesture in our redemption by our Lord's death on the cross, because you need both words and deeds to get to heaven. It sanctifies us, this cross does. It makes us holy when we are not, or holier when we are. Think of the priest tracing the many signs of the cross over bread and wine. And then when they become our Lord's body and blood, he does not cease reverently to indicate that by the same saving sign. How the crucifix must be on every altar for Mass. We have the baby Jesus over the tabernacle for Christmas, but still there is a crucifix to be seen there. How it is often upon our sacred vestments, upon ourselves, the walls of our home, as well as of our churches. And often in the old days, churches were built in the sign of a Latin cross following its plan. And that's what I want you to remember today, the plan of the cross. Make it your plan for each day. After all, it's God's plan for Jesus, his son, and for you, his beloved child. We are already, what, about 9.5 hours into the new year? Have you made a resolution or two? We've all got some good resolutions we should be making. But if you've made a resolution, you've made it in vain unless you have also formulated a plan so that you will stick to those resolves. Those, they say, the professionals, those who make a plan and, important, who set realistic goals for themselves, they are far more likely to succeed in what they undertake than those who just have sort of a vague notion or a wish and then, well, they hope for the best and we'll see what happens. No. You need something simple and something strong to get you through your day and your Mass. And I propose your plan be the cross of Christ. The same way we start the Mass is how you should start your day, because every week you start anew, don't you, here at church, with the sign of the cross. And that way you show God and yourself and the devil the sign of the green light, where you want to go that day, and all of the deeds that you profess by means of a backup plan. As we say in the morning offering, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world. The first thing in the morning, before you do anything else, make a nice sign of the cross in bed. That will get you out of bed. That will get you on your knees for your 3 Hail Marys. And it's a curious thing, but it shouldn't be surprising to us. It makes you feel better. It gives you energy. And it gives you sanctity. The sign of the cross to start your day. What could be easier? Secondly, when you come to Mass to start your week, every Sunday or every holy day in this case, you'll never be one of those bored, distracted Catholics who whine, I never get anything out of Mass, and who miss Mass readily and frequently and never miss it when they don't go. You need a plan for Mass. The plan for Mass, again, has to be simple. It starts at the door, the holy water. You multiply the power of Christ's cross times 2 and more. You gain an indulgence of 100 years when you simply dip your finger in the holy water and make a devout sign of the cross. Special force against the attacks of the devil. Did you ever think the devil is in this church? He certainly is. And why shouldn't he be? This is where his potential customers gather. And this is where his enemy, our Lord, holds forth. He's here. And you need something with which to arm yourself against him. The devil rejoices, however, whenever, in church or out, he can get you to omit your sign of the cross, especially out of sloth or shame. Sloth, I just can't be bothered. Shame, What will others say? I don't want to come across as some kind of a fanatic. Besides, they're not even Catholics. They wouldn't understand if I make the sign of the cross with my grace before meals. He's won another one against you every time you give in that way. And you'll give in to something else very soon, I assure you. He hates the cross. It is his destruction. It is a sign of our victory over his temptations. Come to Mass as you come to a day with the cross that gives you a plan. After the cross and the holy water, of course, you genuflect, and if you manage to do two things at once, well, then you make a nice sign of the cross as you genuflect to our Lord in the tabernacle and fix your eyes of love for an instant as you do so on the tabernacle. Try not to do things just methodically. A little prayer, Jesus, my God, I adore thee, here present, the sacrament of thy love, or just my Jesus, Eucharistic. Then find your place. Usually everybody sits in this church where they always sit, but remember, the church is rarely packed, and you've got your choice. You should find a sweet spot for yourself. If you're challenged, where you can hear the sermon. And if there's someone who's distracting you, away from that person. And so that you may see the altar, especially the elevation, and this is what I'm thinking of this morning, where you can see easily and clearly the crucifix. When you get to your place, sit or kneel quietly. Don't fuss right away with the prayer book or other whatever. No. Just sit quietly with your crucifix. Look, focus. Jesus is sacrificing himself for me on the cross. As the scripture says, dilexit me. He loved me, and he gave himself up for me. Just repeat those words. The Holy Cross, let that be your plan for a good Mass, every Mass. Sit with it, stay with it in stillness. Because you see, the cross does more than just banish demons, even inside church, and enable you to profess the faith outside. The cross, of all things, is a can opener. It is a conditioner, and it is a compassion builder. It's a can opener to open up that which is otherwise sealed with metal shut. Our hearts to God's grace. It is a conditioner to soften our hearts. How? By contemplating God's love. And finally, it's a compassion builder, enabling us to look at people and situations and ourselves differently, with greater love. And a little mercy as well. The very same we hope to obtain for ourselves by the Holy Cross as we gasp our last and pray, my Jesus, mercy. The cross, its sign, as well as its stillness and its simplicity. At the start of every day, with the cross, at the start of every Mass, whatever your resolutions may be, make the cross your plan to make them work. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.